from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the rewrap. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast starring Larry Williams on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, this Greens welfare package, it's just money for nothing. I don't know if you get chicks for free though. Single-use plastic bags in Australia, they might be coming to an end. And meanwhile, back here, Nosh boutique supermarket also comes to an end. But before any of that, a lady Doctor Who. Oh, the end times are nigh.
How can multiple actors play the same person?
The Doctor's a Time Lord. He belongs to an alien species, and that alien species can regenerate to save their life. So every time the Doctor is mortally injured, he can regenerate into a new form, takes on a slightly different personality. And it's enabled the series, obviously behind the scenes, to keep changing its lead actor, because the series is 55-odd years old now, and there's no way that the same actor could keep playing for that length of time. So then it was a necessity, really. It needed to keep
that. That's a fair point. I see some social media talking about the opposition there. So somebody says, what's next? My name's Bond, Gemma Bond. I mean, it would be a bit odd, wouldn't it? For
James Bond's different, because James Bond's a human, so that would be weird.
No, that's that would be weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So why do you think people love Doctor Who so much?
Well, speaking for me personally, Doctor Who is just such a diverse series. It's a program that from week to week can go anywhere in time and space, go back into history, go into the future, go to alien planets, set on Earth. It's just one of the most broad series you could possibly imagine in terms of its scope.
Do you think this will actually enhance Doctor Who, the change?
I think so. I think it needed a bit of publicity, and it needed a bit of a refresh. And I think that's going to bring in a whole lot of new viewers who are going to be interested to see what Jodie Whittaker brings to the part.
Of course, having a woman be a Time Lord, especially the main Time Lord, has sent the world into a complete frenzy. Here's some of the reaction.
Imagine another season of Breaking Bad, but Walter's a girl. Some things just don't work. There was no reason to change. But they're being put in their place. This one says, to misogynists moaning about Doctor 13, you're not the target audience. It's aimed at children with grown-up minds, not the other way around. You can't have a woman play a person who time travels in a phone box fighting aliens, because it makes it unrealistic. Why are you so obsessed, says this one, with the genitalia of a fictional character? It's a fair point. And imagine being so sexist that you become enraged that a fictional character who travels through space and time could be a woman. Sexist? I don't know. Glenn, what do you reckon?
Well,
I only saw this when I was a kid. That was a long time ago, so I don't watch the thing. But is it changing history, changing culture of the pro? I don't know.
I just feel like, you know, all those doctors, those man doctors,
yes,
still haven't managed to defeat the Daleks or the Cybermen.
Right, so bring in a woman.
You've got to make some kind of change.
It's the gender-neutral thing now, is everybody's the same, you know, don't you think?
And you can't really complain about the genitalia, given that, as I understand it, your doctor has several hearts for a start. The internal chemistry is not exactly the same, right. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not going to be too bothered about it, are you? Would you replace Bond though? I mean, that's a fair point. Would you replace James Bond with Gemma Bond?
Again,
No, you wouldn't.
Well, no. You've got your problem with your evil masterminds keep coming up.
Yeah.
It's time for a change, Larry.
Is it? All right.
We need to rethink.
I look forward to that one.
Yeah, I often think that a woman would be better at this job, for example. I mean, really, anybody would be better at this than me, surely, wouldn't they? Anyway, it doesn't really matter, does it? What species? Greens. They want to just give welfare to anyone who asked for it, basically. What does Larry think about this? There's not a prize for guessing what he thinks about this, by the way.
But they had a massive brain fade, and they've been working on this brain fade for obviously some time on this policy. The Greens' welfare plan, frankly, is barking mad. Barking mad. Increasing benefits by 20% will lead to even more dependency. A 20% pay rise with no strings attached is an invitation to sit on your bum and do nothing. The policy entrenches intergenerational welfare dependency and all the societal issues that go with it. For goodness sake, we've been trying to reduce that intergenerational welfare dependency. Get rid of it. It's the problem. It's a huge problem. Have a look at Northland, for example. Scrapping sanctions is reckless at best. A woman won't have to name the father of her child? Really? Removing drug testing and job search obligations? Really? Look, this is seriously deluded thinking. True to their fanatical socialist ideology, the Greens want to lift the top tax rate to 40% to help pay for all of this. 40%, kind of like Labour's rich pricks tax then. As for Materia Touré lying to Work and Income about subletting rooms, this was a stunt to give impact. And it's kind of, if you think about it, it's kind of like tax evasion. Certainly if you lie to WINS and you collect more taxpayers' money off the back of that, that is what you call benefit fraud. And people get charged for that sort of thing. Touré should be taken to the cleaners. I don't care if it was 25 years ago, and they should add compounding interest to the whole deal as well.
Yeah, I mean, if we just add all that up, by my calculations, she would now owe approximately $16 million. I think that if you, take inflation into account, I might have that wrong. Let's move on to single-use plastic bags. This has become a big talking point of people. They're filling up the landfill, apparently. Plastic bags, we're using too many. Blah, blah. Australia's taking action.
Tell us about Coles and Woolies. They're banning single-use plastic bags.
It's going to take a year, but Woolworths announced this late last week, and then Coles has jumped in as well. I've got mixed feelings about it. What they're going to do is they're going to charge you 15 cents is the estimate of what there will be for each plastic bag in 12 months' time that you use. And they're trying to encourage people to take reusable bags to supermarkets. Audi already do something like this. I've just come back from a week in Japan. There's no plastic bags in any of their supermarkets there. They make you load your goods into a cardboard box.
Yeah.
So, some of the states are already encouraging supermarkets to do this, but this will be a national ban on single-use plastic bags, and it'll start in 12 months' time.
Okay. We always take the reusable things anyway. We don't need the plastic bag. I think it's probably a common-sense kind of thing to do, isn't it?
The only thing people have been arguing is what do they do then about lining their bin? People use those plastic bags as bin liners. They'll have to go and buy plastic bags to put in their bin anyway, but there'd be less of them. There's something like 2 billion plastic bags a day used in Australia. It's just an extraordinary number. It's probably sensible, but a lot of people will probably just stump up the 15 cents per bag.
Yeah, probably, because here's the thing. They're not single-use bags to me. They're at least double-use, because I take them home and then I put them in my rubbish bin to use as bin liners. And then I put them in the big bin, and then the truck takes them away and puts them in the landfill. So I'm getting at least two uses out of them. And then sometimes if you've got a drink bottle and a school bag, you might want to put that into a... You've got to have plastic bags. It's what separates us from the animals. That whole destroying the planet, that we live on with pollution. That's also what separates us from the animals. So be proud, own it. So supermarket news across the Tasman. Let's go back to smaller supermarket news here. Flash supermarket Nosh. What's happened to them, Larry?
All the ins and the outs. It's The Biz on the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ on News Talk ZB.
Well, bad news. You're going to have to find a new place to buy your organic meat and coconut yogurt. Upmarket grocery chain Nosh has been placed in receivership, with the receiver saying it'll be very difficult to get the stores back into trading. Last month, Nosh closed its Auckland stores ahead of a planned relaunch on June 26. It was then rescheduled, but there's been no trading since.
And then he just stopped talking about it and moved on to the next subject. And I had all my riffs ready to go, funny things to say about expensive supermarkets and gourmet food. and how it doesn't really matter how gourmet the food is because I'll eat it anyway, and how the, where the nosh is closest to me, they've turned that into a flash new world, which doesn't really seem to be that flash. It just seems to be smaller than a normal new world. And sometimes people think that things are flasher just because they are a bit smaller and you can't get... Yeah, it's a special selection then, isn't it? If you don't have the full selection, it's an exclusive hand-picked selection. It just really means you can't get the things that you want. See, it was all good stuff. We could have put that on here, but no. Larry cut it all off and changed the subject and started talking about, I don't know, tennis or something. I'm Glenn ZB. I'm glad I managed to get that out here. I'm glad you guys were there for me. Thanks for that. I'm Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap where I get to talk through my issues and you have to listen. I mean, you don't have to turn it off, but you're still here now. I'll see you back. I don't know why, but presumably you'll be back again tomorrow. I know I will be. See you then.